You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Mr. Joseph Hoffman, the founder and CEO of Hoffman Academy, an online music program designed to give families access to high-quality education at a small fraction of the price of traditional lessons. Mr. Hoffman, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, you founded Hoffman Academy in 2007 in Portland, Oregon as a music school for traditional piano lessons. Why did you decide to expand and take Hoffman Academy online?
That was an interesting journey in our business. My original plan was to do a basic brick and mortar after school piano lesson kind of service, kind of similar to some tutoring services you might be familiar with, where the kids come after school with live teachers. And what we're finding is that with that model, there was kind of a cap on our revenue and our potential to growth without, you know, expanding into another building. We found that we were turning away kids, and also there was this barrier of cost. You know, piano lessons, private one-on-one instruction can be really expensive, and especially for families with multiple kids they wanted to enroll. They were telling us sometimes, you know, this was out of their price range, and that was honestly to us a little bit sad. My wife and I, in addition to wanting to succeed financially, obviously, we also are doing this particular industry, being music educators, because we're passionate about it. We want to provide that service. So in a way, going online was to reach a market, to reach families that maybe were priced out of piano lessons in the past.
And that is quite creative, I got to tell you. Now, what is unique about the Hoffman Academy approach?
Well, one asset we realized we had that really set us apart was the piano method that I created for teaching my own live students. You know, most piano teachers will go to the music store and, you know, use an available piano method. And when I first started teaching, I went through all the methods and I didn't find one that really did everything I wanted to accomplish with my lessons. I really wanted kids to not just learn how to play Beethoven and Mozart, which is great, and I really believe in the classical approach to teaching, but what they weren't getting is learning how to improvise or how to play cool songs from movies, or how to really hear a song by ear. Maybe they hear a song on the radio or from a video game they were playing. They're like, whoa, I really like that song. And I found that none of the methods were giving them those kinds of tools to train not just how to read Beethoven out of the book, but how to hear, how to improvise, how to create their own music. So I created a piano method, basically, but I was just using it with my own students. And my wife started telling me, hey, look, if we go online, you can not only open up a whole new market because we can price it much more competitively than what you would have to charge for live one-on-one instruction, but also we can leverage this asset that we have in the piano method that I've created. I think a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we have assets that maybe we're not fully leveraging, not always tangible assets, but sometimes intangibles, you know. So I think part of finding success as an entrepreneur is finding those assets. And, you know, this piano method that I was just kind of using in-house with my own life students is now something that is a main part of our product and what we're selling online for our online students.
Now, you have a lot of content that you offer for free. Why did you decide to go with a freemium model, and how has that been working for you so far?
Yeah, that was a big debate early on when we were first going online is, you know, what's our model? a lot of companies, you know, like Twitter sometimes start out and they're not even sure how they're going to monetize when they first start out. It's just about growing their audience. You know, we wanted to have a plan in place from the beginning for how we were going to monetize. We did decide to go with a freemium model, and I'm really happy with that path that we chose. And it was really two factors that drove that decision. And they're both pretty equal in weight. The first factor is really kind of this mission that we have, my wife and I, to bring music education to the world. And again, there have been so many kids and even adults, teens, who have been priced out of music lessons, piano lessons, just because they're expensive. One-on-one, face-to-face instruction is pricey. And we wanted to kind of take down that cost barrier and make it really affordable. And by really affordable, you know, we want a level that's free, so there's absolutely no barrier. And then what you're paying for is all the materials, the sheet music, the audio files that can support you. But the video content, we give every single video we produce is available online for free on our website. It's also on YouTube. So there's no premium video content. It's all just put out there. And some people tell me, hey, you're giving too much away. You know, you should be charging, you know, maybe give away the first 10 lessons, but after that charge or something like that. But we give all 180 lessons away for free. And that has had an amazing marketing effect. And so that's really the second reason, in addition to our mission that drives that drove that decision. Part of it is sheer marketing. You know, people really like free. And when they come to our website, they're like, what? Every lesson is free? That's really attention grabbing. And that's shareable on social media. And that has, you know, for us, because it's just this video digital content, it's no extra effort on my end to give it to 100,000 people versus 5 people, which is the huge difference between my live teaching and this online teaching. You know, it's very scalable. And so making it free has put it out there and grown our audience a lot faster than I think it could have happened otherwise. It's not – freemium isn't the right model for everyone. But for us, with a digital product like we have, it's been a great way to get people in the door. And then we're just hoping, and we continue to see, that people are willing to upgrade once they like our product. We'll see some people try our product out, our free level, for 2 or 3 months, and then they'll upgrade to our premium level, which is $15 a month, and then they get all the bells and whistles that can support their learning from the video lessons.
Quite interesting, no doubt. Today we are joined by Mr. Joseph Hoffman, the founder and CEO of Hoffman Academy, an online music program designed to give families access to high-quality education at a small fraction of the price of traditional lessons, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, you seem to rank very well for your target words on Google searches, such as piano lessons online, learn piano online. How did you do that?
Well, I was very fortunate, I guess you could say, when I first started going online, that I came across this organization, which I hear is nationwide. In Portland, they have a chapter of SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. It's an organization where veteran business executives or marketing experts who are maybe farther along in their career, or maybe even retired, are giving back by offering business consulting, in many cases for free, to entrepreneurs like me who are early in their career. So when I first started going online 6 or 7 years ago, there was this SCORE workshop on SEO, and I jumped at that opportunity and went to this workshop. It was just a 2-3 hour workshop, but it was very well done. The guy really knew what he was talking about, and you know, I took copious notes and did everything he said, and it really paid off. And the tricks, at least at the time, and Google is always changing their algorithm, but some things have held true over time. And one thing that was really key then and continues to be key now is links to your site and link building. And he really emphasized that. And over the years, Google has gotten pickier about what kind of links and the quality of those links. And so, you know, there are people who are trying to game the system, but Google gets better and better every year at weeding out those people who are gaming it. And so we tried to build quality links from the beginning, which meant I hired a lady who, you know, was just fresh out of college and just had her 3 hours, 3 to 5 hours a week. She was emailing bloggers in our field, which we found a lot of success with mommy bloggers who are looking for products for their kids, and also homeschool moms who were blogging about their homeschool experience, which there happened to be a lot of. You'd be surprised. You know, there are dozens and dozens of these bloggers out there. And so we'd send them emails and just say, hey, would you like to review our product? We'll send you a premium membership for 3 months in exchange, you know, for an honest review of our product. And, of course, with that review, they're also linking to us. And she would spend 3 to 5 hours a week doing that. And so over the weeks and months, we built up dozens and dozens of websites which were linking to us. And that is so important for improving your SEO ranking. And on top of that, a couple other things that I'm sure everyone who's listening to this has heard of as well, but really holds true, is putting out new content regularly. And so we were committed to putting out new additional lessons every week, because Google wants to see new content that's relevant and original showing up on your site regularly. There are a few other little things as well, but I'd say those two things, you know, regular, new, unique content, as well as quality links coming into our website, have been the most important factors.
Mr. Hoffman, what do you see as the major challenges of getting people to try a new online approach to music lessons?
Yeah, it's interesting. In a way, we're kind of creating a new market. I'd say 10 years ago, if you said, hey, you know, you can learn piano lessons online, they would have laughed and say, no, there's no way. But there's still this sense, even with websites like Khan Academy, which are now, I'd say, pretty mainstream and respected as a way you can learn math or science or a lot of computer programming online. There are websites like Duolingo for learning language online. I think it's still a pretty new concept that you can learn to play piano online. So for us, it's putting in a parent's mindset that when they think, oh, it's time to sign up my daughter, Susie, for piano lessons, I'd say most parents still today think to themselves, okay, I got to go find a local piano teacher that can teach Susie. And what we need to do, and this is our big challenge, is kind of this campaign where we are changing parents' thinking that, oh, I could go get a live teacher, but I could also go online, and my kid can get a great education online. It won't be the same as a live teacher. There'll be some pros and possibly some cons. Obviously, you're not getting the live one-on-one feedback, but the pros are also many. They get the total control of when and how much content they're going through every week. Like with traditional lessons, you're fixed. You've got one lesson per week. You know, whether you're ready for more information or not, you're locked into that rigid time schedule. So there's just so many benefits to online learning that we're finding. And we just want parents and anyone who wants to learn piano to just know that this is a very viable option.
Well, it certainly is amazing how times have changed and most things are available online with through technology and just the way the culture has shifted through technology. So certainly is great to see how you've succeeded in these regards. Tell us, what's next for Hoffman Academy?
For us, we are always working on more content. We did a survey about 3 months ago where we asked our customers to tell us what they wanted, what they liked about our service, and where we can improve. And it was the overwhelming winner for most commonly requested new features was simply more lessons. They want to see more advanced lessons. Right now, our online lessons can take you through the first 2 to 3 years of what a traditional piano teacher would take you through. And they want to, we have students wanting more. They want intermediate up to advanced levels. We're working on adding new practice tools that will give you more feedback on your playing. So that will help bridge that gap that, again, with a live teacher, you're getting regular constant feedback. And we want to make this as close as possible to the quality that you would get with any professional teacher. So mostly we're focusing on more content.
Well, Mr. Hoffman, you've done very well and really has been great to have had you. Where can listeners get all the details on Hoffman Academy and how could one also be in touch as needed?
Yeah, if you're interested in piano education online for a super affordable cost, again, we have a free level, a premium level as well, and you want to go to HoffmanAcademy.com. That's HoffmanAcademy, HoffmanAcademy.com. To sign up, we're also on Facebook, we're on Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest, so check us out on social media as well.
Again, Mr. Hoffman, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate your time.
And it certainly has been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Joseph Hoffman, the founder and CEO of Hoffman Academy, an online music program designed to give families access to high-quality education at a small fraction of the price of traditional lessons. And for more information, simply visit HoffmanAcademy.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. With a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks, you can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.